I'm straight.
Alright, we rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking aggravated, you guys.
Yeah. We can tell.
Like I said last time, I thought something was up, something ended up being up.
No, nothing's up. I'm aggravated.
At?
Every fucking thing. Like, this time of year, it, for me at least, I don't know about none of y'all or what y'all be believing, but this time of year, things start to reveal themselves, like people, relationships, things.
Oh, everybody get the places. Money and start, don't know how to act, because everybody know they got that money coming, so they don't need motherfuckers.
It's that, it's definitely that. I really feel like that's a part of it, but also even outside of that, it's just like, you could, it's like every year for me, it's like you start to peep shit about people that you just been excusing, letting that shit go, but then it just get to a place like, oh, I'm not about to let that shit go no more.
Like I told you, that's how I stopped fucking with my nigga. That was my nigga since like high school. Yeah, and I just like started peeping shit about the nigga that, like, gradually over time, I peeped a lot of shit about the nigga that I wasn't with. And I couldn't be around that shit no more.
No, it's the same me, bro. Now he talking about how niggas be switching up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, basically, ultimately, what it come down to is, like, most times people got that new resolution, that new year resolution, oh, new year, new me type shit.
Yeah.
So with that, with your energy, with your aura, you start peeping it. Even if you don't say new year, new me, you starting to recognize shit.
The shit about different other people. And then the way I am, I'm like, me and Doughboy the same. It's new year, same me. So I don't change. Oh, yeah. So all that new year, new me, and then the people around me changing, all that shit is to me, is just some fake shit to me. And this shit just be aggravating, and it just be wearing down on me, because sometimes it be people that you actually fuck with, that you actually care about.
One thing I can't stand is a chameleon, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not trying to adapt to every circumstance. What I mean by that
is, like, yeah, like you got people that, like, whoever they around, they act that way. Like,
yeah.
I'll never forget, like, this is a couple of years ago, right? Like I said, I partake in things sometimes, you know. Me and my man was smoking a black bag, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we pull up on this nigga he know, and he like, yo, put that shit out. This nigga don't know I smoke.
Nah, fuck that.
In my head, I'm like,
and you already dusted.
I'm like, what the fuck you talking about, my nigga? He like, nah, you know. He was like, niggas don't smoke that shit. I'm like, so what you over here? I was like, so you over here trying to impress some nigga? And like, that was one of the final straws. That situation.
Man, but anyway.
Like, little shit.
Anyway, this is episode 25. And what we
want. Facing.
And what I named this episode is The Art of Understanding. And where I got that title from is crazy, because I was actually listening to the Joe Budden podcast. And I don't know if y'all heard it, but he got hung in the media this week. We're going to touch on that. But he got hung in the media for basically, in a nutshell, saying that he could understand how a person like Kevin Hart could cheat. So the ladies on the rail, I don't know if y'all watch that show, but it's a show for women.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the audience is a woman. So they definitely not going to understand the perspective of a man and where he was coming from. So he got dragged. So one,
not
the,
trying to either.
So, yeah, not at all. So one of the things he was saying is, agreeing with something doesn't necessarily mean that you, I mean, understanding something doesn't mean that you agree with it or that's what you would do.
Exactly.
It's just
right.
That you understand. So he was talking about the art of understanding.
That's like having empathy.
Right? Exactly. And so I thought that would be a good title, especially for some of the things that we do talk about all the time in here and some of the things that we're going to talk about today. I think that a lot of people, me included, could exercise a little bit more understanding, because it's not that I don't understand.
You choose not to.
But it's like, I'm already got preconceived notions. I'm already programmed a certain kind of way. Though I understand your perspective and your scenario, I choose not to subscribe to certain things. But I think that, in a way, is not understanding. You know?
Right, and to piggyback off
that's
of what you...
That's what I just said. It's, yeah. Like, it's like, you do it... In certain situations, it's almost like you're doing your best to not understand.
Right, but to piggyback on what she's saying, like, a lot of times she's speaking from a perspective that she doesn't really understand. So it's like, you got to take a step back and listen from the perspective of what you're trying to understand and get that true common understanding of what where we're trying to come from.
Well, like always, it's your girl, DJ Exclusive.
DJ Exclusive.
That's your boy.
Don't Doughboy.
Doughboy.
Full Throttle Mulatto. Espo, Espo.
That's Bubba.
And Sir Remy Martin.
And you know how we do. We got a special intro today because we got to get to the shits. No. Trick Daddy thing, right, with the mugshot and like a big old chunk of his head missing. They saying that's because he got lupus. I do not have lupus. I did date someone whose mom had lupus, and she had a whole head of hair, but she did lose her hair and then she cut it, but she was never missing like chunks like that. So I don't want to say it is the disease or not the disease because I don't know 100%, but that shit looked nuts. And I felt like if I was a man and that was what was happening to me, I would definitely be bald, seeing as though Trick used to be bald.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't look into the mugshot as deep as everybody else did.
That's all people could see is he missing.
No, I read the article. That was my more so interest.
Yeah, true that, what they was actually saying. So what did you read in the article?
A bunch of bullshit. like this nigga basically, like he was sleeping in his car. I don't know where he was at. Could have been in a park, parked up somewhere. But basically they pulled him over, said he was drunk because of his eyes, took him to jail, and he got cocaine residue and a dollar bill. So they charged him with cocaine possession.
So basically they just seen somebody that they didn't know who he was. And they basically gave him the bump on the street treatment.
Nah, they knew who he was. If he was in Florida, it was in Florida, right? I'm assuming it was in Florida.
I think it was, yeah. It was.
I'm assuming it's in Miami. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's well known in that area. Most likely, he was fucking with the nigga. Like, you know what I mean? They were busting the nigga balls real quick and shit.
And over for nothing. Because once you read the article and, like, in the grand scheme of things, you look at that shit, like, it's like, okay, y'all promoted this shit for what? Like, y'all look stupid. Like, Miami PD or whoever the fuck arrested
me. Because, you know, embarrassing a nigga is always fun to certain people.
True indeed. Because I'm dealing with that in my real life right now. So, I ain't gonna touch on that. But,
well,
this be so fucking fire.
I know that I don't be following Trick like that. I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop Miami because it's kind of ratchet. Because Trina, what's he, her nephew, cousin, or something like that. I don't really fuck with that show. But I do fuck with Trick Daddy. Like, I listen to his Drink Champs. I like what he be talking about, like what he stand for. Like, I like how he was all about. But I do feel like he might have a little drug problem, and he might got things going on with his life that's taking him in a direction that we don't want to see. Like,
that may be the case, but I'm thinking, like, overall, like, this nigga really got drugs.
That's
Kanye,
by the way.
I'm just saying, like, if he does have a drug problem or not, like, the fact that he got charged with possession of cocaine when he had literally residue, like, that's bullshit to me.
That's what,
like,
they do. They would charge you with possession of marijuana. Remember when you was telling that story? Well, when they had pulled you over and you had that little clip?
Yeah, but that was in North Carolina. So I guess down south is dumb as far as the drug.
Because I know if you got
just like, in the grand scheme of things, like, y'all trying I ain't got no real way me on my...
I know back in the day there was like a little, like somebody did like a little experiment type shit or whatever, like, you know what I mean? And they was just like asking random people for money, and you would see how much money got cocaine residue on it.
Oh yeah, I think I seen something like that. Probably not the same thing you was watching, but I seen some weird ass black and white.
I don't remember, like, cause I'll keep it officially a buck. That shit was on while I was like
zooted. Yeah, I seen some shit. Yeah, it was on YouTube that I seen too, and it was like
that should just be like a rabbit hole.
It's an astronomical amount of money. Like, they was talking about money in USA currency, period, and it's like damn near 90% of our fucking bills. They were saying got that shit on there, right?
Residue.
And they was basically saying in the video that if the money does not have it on there, it was probably made within the last 5 years. Which is nuts.
But then even still,
that's crazy. That shit you was watching, that shit is, I don't know what it was, but that shit is interesting.
I was half asleep, but I heard that shit. Yeah. I ain't turned to watch it, but
I
could hear that shit.
You know
shit.
They say cocaine built Florida, right?
Yeah, definitely. Miami. Hell yeah.
That's why
most of the mob and cartel movies is made based off of Miami, because that's where most of it is imported from. In Texas.
Do you think that he has a problem, or they just jammed him up?
I think they just fucking with him. I honestly believe they just fucking with him. Yeah.
Ain't no.
Because based off of the shit he be talking about,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that, like. Talk about injustice. He talk about crooked cops. He talk about shit like
Well,
that.
On the same page, they never did that to Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke a little bit different. Yeah,
how? Uncle Luke does way more for the community than Trick Daddy.
He's not as threatening. He's not as public as...
I really don't care.
I disagree with that. Luke got a whole football league. He be doing things in the community for real.
But do you see it?
Yes.
No, where?
I don't even live in Florida, and I know that this is what he's doing.
No, you know it's what he's doing. What I'm saying is, do you see it? Do you see him out there talking about this?
Well, I guess
Is he out there sucking his own dick? I doubt it.
I mean, I feel like what you saying is he going to places like the Breakfast Club and shit, like mainstream.
Is he doing way? Shit like right. Yeah? But you, I see feel that's like, what's important because that's what make it highlight. Now I mean, like we know, like it's mad shit Snoop do. Now I mean, but you don't hear about it. But he doing that shit. Like, that nigga got his own league somewhere and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I know. His
you know what I'm saying? That nigga got his own college for
the kids. I think the problem with that shit
and scholarships and shit.
I think that's the problem. The understanding that if it's not on the mainstream, then it's not, like, I don't
see,
know.
You would have to be looking in those avenues as well right, to know exactly. That these niggas is doing that shit.
But if that was a concern of yours and something that you cared for, then those would be the avenues that you would be looking for. Like, if you're looking for youth football leagues, then you definitely gonna hear about Snoop and Luke. If you thinking about
especially in that area, it's all regional as well. That's just like niggas on the West Coast. It's West Coast artists, right?
Luke team win way more than Luke. Luke team win way more than Snoop though. Snoop team not
that's
that good.
Cool. But listen, it's motherfucking rappers, right? On the West Coast, right? That we never heard of, and them niggas going platinum over there, and we don't even know who these
and
niggas
that, is. And that's kind of like the point that I'm making. We don't be knowing because we don't be making it our responsibility to look for it. We be waiting for shit like the Shade Room and the Breakfast Club and all of that shit to put it in our face. I will admit to that. Like, there be a lot of dope shit that I be missing out on. Like, I missed out on the greatness of Nipsey Hussle because all I knew was Nipsey Hussle was a West Coast artist and I don't fuck with West Coast artists. And my boy Clinton, he kept on telling me, you're gonna like Nipsey. You're gonna like Nipsey. And then when Nipsey died, I started listening to him. And the first time that I listened to Victory Lap, no cap, I cried. I was like, wow. Wow, I was that touched by that fucking album. Then I jumped down the rabbit hole and started listening to all his other shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga was a motherfucking prophet. Yeah. And I missed that shit because I got a West Coast bias and I don't normally like that shit. That's why sometimes I tend to be like, I gotta look in places I wouldn't normally look because that's where some dope shit be at. And that's unfortunately for Trick. I'm sorry that you're going through this. Best of luck to you. That's all I really gotta say about that. And since we mentioned Nipsey, we might as well give him his prop for Victory Lap more platinum. I wanted to ask y'all, do you think it went platinum because he died?
Yeah.
That's real nigga shit to say. You think it went platinum because he died? Did you hear Victory Lap, like the whole joint?
Yeah, I heard a good part of it, a good portion of it. I thought Nipsey was dope when I heard shit he did with Drake before, like other shit.
Oh, some real shit.
Like, I always thought Nipsey was alright.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just wasn't exposed to him the way we would be exposed to him if we was on the West Coast.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. I agree with that.
We would have had a better appreciation for the nigga if we was over there.
But see, I have a double-edged feeling about that.
Why?
All right, so Kendrick Lamar, he's from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of artists that are from the West Coast that successfully...
Yeah, but see, Kendrick is a different type of artist, though.
Definitely. But then, not even still, like...
He a different type of artist. He a different type of... You know, that's that backpacker shit. Like, that's... Yes, it is. Kendrick is a backpack rapper.
You know why I wouldn't call Kendrick a backpack rapper? Because... The reason that I would not call him a backpack rapper is for the same reason that I don't fuck with Kendrick. Because if he was a backpacker, I would like that shit. I don't fuck with him because his style of music is jazz, funk, G-funk, and rock and roll. So he's bridging three genres of music together that I already kind of hit and miss with into hip-hop. And that's his style. That's why that whole To Pimp a Butterfly album that everybody talk about, can't stand it because it's all of that. That's not backpacker rap. Backpacker rap is like Common, like Talib Kweli.
That is absolutely wrong. See, you basing it off a type of beats, not content and lyrics. You're not, see,
his backpack rap. Ain't backpack rap either.
Why ain't it?
It's what do you call backpack rap?
See, my shit is like that conscious shit. That conscious shit, that's like when niggas rapping, it's on some dope bag shit at the same time. That's what backpack rap is.
No, that's
to
what
me.
You feel like it is. So I'm glad you said to
that's
me.
That's what I said to me.
Well, no. In
whenever I say shit, I say to me.
Well, in a sense of hip-hop, when you're talking about the backpack, because they were actually a era where backpack rap was the shit, and they had a label. It was Raucous Records. Backpack rappers are like Mos Def, Talib, Rod the Rugged Man, Bahamadia. It's a sonic
Kendrick
sound.
Got all
it's
that not kind of
no, he doesn't. Kendrick is more of a revolutionary. Yeah.
You talking he's about more beats
of
a, though?
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about beats. I'm talking about an overall sonic sound delivery. Everything, not just his beats. It's everything. It's his content, his beats, and everything. Kendrick, all encompassing, would be more so of a revolutionary rapper than a backpack rapper, because he's not 100% conscious. But when you're saying that he's conscious, he's talking about the plight of black people. He wants some Black Panther shit. But KRS-One is conscious rap. And he's not talking about Black Panther, nothing, all of this. No, it's different. It's really different. Backpacker rap is kind of boring, too. Like, it's boring. Nobody really wants to listen to it until we got, like, most
of it. You know, at one time they was calling Drake a backpack rapper, right?
The what?
Drake a backpack
because
rapper.
Earlier
they was
Drake
calling
career,
J. Cole a backpack
because
rapper.
Because earlier in J. Cole and Drake's career, they was going in that direction.
That's what I'm saying about Kendrick.
Nah, Kendrick.
Kendrick came out with Travis Scott and all them niggas. That's considered backpack rappers.
Travis Scott is not considered a
not Travis
rapper.
Scott. Tyler the Creator and all.
Tyler
them
the Creator. People do not know how to place Tyler the Creator.
I
no
would,
one would call Tyler the Creator a backpack rapper.
I would never put Tyler the Creator as a backpack.
Nah, like
you wouldn't. But that, you go and watch. If you go
I think
watch
you just
YouTube,
consider anything that's conscious rap backpack rap.
No,
and we're trying to
nah,
tell you that that's
not
what it
definitely
is.
Definitely not. See, if you go and you watch these YouTube videos and shit, that backpack rap, Joey Badasses and all that shit, they synonymous with the Kendricks and J. Cole's and shit. If them videos go when you let them shits play, is all I'm saying.
I don't know. Because when you're talking about YouTube,
whatever
algorithms
on YouTube,
you just
think they're synonymous with each other.
Well, no, that's just because whatever music is playing on an algorithm from YouTube or Spotify or something like that is based on shit that you listen to, period. Unless you click on a specific playlist.
Right.
But they don't just do that because Kendrick and J. Cole make the same kind of music, so we're gonna put them together. No, it's based on genres, likes, and what you already listening to. That's how they do that shit.
You know how that shit came up on my screen? Watching battle rap. What? That it went from battle rap to
and it's
the
also and it's then, also and it's also what people be tagging they shit under
and
too.
Then they,
like if I put a hashtag like If I save your shit on the Nothing Podcast YouTube, right, and I put hashtag Jay-Z, da 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 da, if your shit get up enough views, it'll start playing after Jay-Z songs. It be playing based on what people put in the descriptions and the keywords and shit. It's all type of tricky shit that niggas be doing to get their views and shit. It's not what you think. But I know how you could think that, but it's not like that.
I'm still trying to figure out this fucking algorithm shit for Facebook, Instagram.
It's easy.
Yeah, so you see, but even with the two videos that I said,
you know how I figured it out, how it's easy? Boom. I stopped posting, and we're still all over the timeline. The algorithms on Facebook based on how many mutual friends you got, right? So it's like, that's why I wanted to, when it comes to our podcast shit, I always tag all of us, because that's automatically four people sharing this one post, so it's more likely to pop up on people's timeline, especially all of our mutual friends. That's one. With Instagram, the same shit won't keep up popping up in your timeline until you like the shit, because that's the way it's designed for it. And then when you like shit, they start putting more shit like that on your fucking timeline. That's why, like Maul said, the secret to beating Instagram algorithm is to go to the explore page and just like mad shit. Just like a whole bunch of everything. Because if you like a whole bunch of everything, it'll confuse Instagram, and then it'll keep your Instagram timeline in chronological order when people actually upload shit. Because Instagram be trying to put shit on your timeline.
That was
like 3 days ago and shit. Yeah. Like. And nah, you just gotta trick it up by liking a hell of shit. With Facebook, if you like your own shit, it'll trick the system and then pop it on the timeline. There's a whole bunch of shit that they be doing, but it all comes down to the likes and comments. That's why I try to drive engagement over anything, because the likes and the comments is what pops it up on people's timeline. not necessarily the fact that you posted it. Because you could post some shit and it be there and niggas do not see it.
Right. I understand that. But what I was saying about the algorithm, like how I was trying to figure that shit out, was like, the last two videos I said, like, make the explore page. I never, in my wildest dreams, thought it would have ever made the explore page. Well, me, Bubba's thoughts, like...
Oh shit!
I be talking thing. Mad random shit.
I don't know how you made the explore pages. You
used the hashtag, and I ain't even use no real hashtags either. Like, so that's why I was confused, but I was like celebrating that at the same time. Like, oh shit! Like,
well, congratulations! Yeah, you made the explore page. We make the explore page quite often on the Instagram for Nothing Podcast. Another thing that I'm realizing about Instagram is not so much more the content that you post; it's the quality of it. Because you can post a real good picture, a real good video, and literally I posted a picture of Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle almost a month ago, and that shit is still cool. Averaging likes. That shit is almost to 1,000 likes, and it's been about a month that it's been up. So it's just the quality of what you post, and that's why when it comes to Instagram and Facebook, you're going to always see me content, because you never know which one of those things will gravitate to people. But yo, y'all heard Cassidy Beats?
No, I couldn't even really listen to the beats.
When you said something about Cassidy, I was just like, I don't even know what Cassidy did now, so.
It's bad, bro.
It is. Like, I didn't even listen to the quality of the beats because I'm more so watching him.
Okay, first and foremost, Doughboy, do you make beats, know how to make beats, or ever played around with making beats?
I mean, I've always said if I knew how to do it, I'd be a beast.
Have you ever tried?
Nah. Well, yeah, on a keyboard and shit like that, like fucking around with somebody grand. But nothing for real.
What about you, Bubba?
The most beats you're gonna get from me is me beating on whatever type of surface.
The reason that I asked is because I've played around with beats. I can make beats. I just don't make beats because it's frustrating and it's aggravating. It's a lot of layers to making beats. And the mixing process of making beats is real different than music. So I don't really mess around with it. So anybody that can actually make beats that sound good, I love them for that, right?
I would definitely try it.
Now, as a person that has downloaded Fruity Loops and had a beat machine before, like really tried to get into beats, when I listen to him, his beats, it sound like he got the software, right? And every time you get beat making software, it comes with like...
demo.
It come with stock sounds and samples and drums and shit. Mm-hmm. But real producers, they sample that shit. Like the drums and shit, they get it from like samples and like they know how to sample. Sampling is a very important part of production. No one's using that like those stock kicks and hi-hats and shit that come with the program. That's just to like teach you how to do it. But nobody really making beats with that shit. And if they are, it'd be like maybe a hi-hat. Maybe it'd be like a little part, not the whole beat. And then he got the super excited. Like, he's so excited, my guy. Like, he's like, oh my God, my beats are fucking fire. John Blaze. And then he's sitting here smoking weed, and then he look crazy. This shit sound like 2002,
my nigga. All I'm just he needs a bird.
Yo, he's dead serious. And the only reason I'm laughing, because he was on Instagram when he was posting these shits, he was on Instagram saying that he wrote, he made 20 beats and wrote 200 raps. Gotta play the other one. This one right here.
Yeah. It sound like the other one.
smoke. Yo, when this shit drop and he. More on his Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. Bubba. Like,
several horrible more on his Instagram.
Yo, he was...
That nigga was going berserk.
That's that blue face.
That shit was whack, man. Oh, wow.
That's that blue face.
Somebody said...
I had a little headache and that shit just added to it.
Somebody said in the comments, he just keep on giving shit to Arsenal to beat him with. Because, you know, he just lost to Arsenal,
that
right?
That battle was horrible.
Yo.
I felt so bad for Cassidy.
Yo, Cassidy.
Like, that shit was so...
What happened?
Because Cassidy still rap like, I got a large house in a pool in my backyard. But Even my dog house got... Nobody raps like that no more.
But his little metaphors, it was just like, nigga, what?
And then like, he's, what? Like, getting mad, maybe so now he's rapping at the crowd. Yeah, you should watch it.
Cause that shit was...
It was like, y'all want to see a dead body, and then the dead body is trying not to be dead, but it's really dead.
Like,
it's so dead. And then it's like, Arsenal just playing with him. Like, that's the sad part. And he got bodied by Goods. Like, Cassidy...
Like, on some real shit, like, I feel like I could rap better than what he did.
Yeah, he
did. And I don't rap.
He's ruining his legacy.
He was doing something like, I'm about to kill him raw. Some shit like you never saw before.
No, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't that bad.
Who word to who?
He wasn't that bad. But, like, Cassidy, this is the Cassidy
I'm the
I like.
You ever saw.
This is the last time. This is the last time that nigga rapped, and it was dope. I know Barbie Ken Bubba shows through this.
Okay, sidebar. DBK. I think I can title now. He's on my way here.
Looking ass bitches.
Bitches. So much more than I really.
Looking ass bitches. Bitches.
I think I can title.
He's looking ass bitches.
Bitches.
Look at your pathetic ass bitches for the child support. Keep getting pregnant ass bitches. Bitches.
He killed this shit. Right? This is the last thing that I heard from him that I'm like, I got excited about.
Looking ass bitches. Man, I ain't even looking at bitches. Rocking the fake mink stick pussy ass bitches. Bitches.
He's going the fucking like.
Looking ass bitches. Bitches.
He was mad at Nicki. That's what I
ass bitches. I hate y'all bummy ass bitches. No job, never got no money ass bitches. Fake model ass bitches. A fuck in the club bathroom to get a bottle ass bitches. See the lick dick then swallow ass bitches. Liking all my pictures to get a follow ass bitches. Trying to get they groove on bitches. Going out with they girlfriend shoes on bitches. SSI check bitches. Red bottoms on living in the projects bitches. Poor ass bitches. To get an outfit they go and steal it from the store ass bitches.
That's when he started losing me.
But he's trying to make it seem like, oh, the song is trash because he's doing it on some Safari shit.
I'm saying,
so you agree with him, like, he could spit some hot shit, but you're like, this Cassidy, some hot shit.
Man, it's like, yeah, he done for me.
Yeah, so it's like, this is the
niggas who done for me.
Right, name another one.
You name one, I'll tell you.
I didn't say that, you said that.
It's a, no. I don't sit there and just think about it.
But you're the one that said it's a lot of niggas done. It's a lot of niggas. I assume that there was a nigga that was done.
If you name a nigga, then I have to think about it.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's a lot of niggas. If you name them, I tell you they probably done. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of motherfuckers.
I don't know. I would have to give it some thought. Like, a nigga that's done. Probably Big Sean if his next album ain't hot.
No, honestly, I feel like Big Sean can still stay semi-relevant.
If his next album's not hot, he's out of here. Did y'all hear Will? This nigga actually bodied this shit.
Will
Smith.
Will Smith. So awesome.
You know, Will Smith is a wonderful rapper. The first rapper to ever win a Grammy.
If he can remember the lyrics.
I was actually shocked because he... Will, 50-something.
But wasn't this like an original song?
And on the beat,
yeah, this is his first album.
But sudden, he brought in a cut, and I dropped my microphone and said, "What the? Hold up, Jeff, wait a minute, play it." He just smiled at you.
It made me wonder,
and he knew almost at once it wasn't. So we continued to listen to it, and we knew it was death when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five to Jeff, and without hesitation, popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it. Rewound the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday we went to the club and out cold. Should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling. While on the microphone I was flowing, fresh rhymes I was showing. The people say yo keep going. I continued to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy, Ready Rock. People.
Yo, I was so happy when I seen that shit. I was
throwback.
I was proud. He killed that shit, right?
But it's throwback.
He killed that shit.
Yeah, I found out the throwback rhyme. Like,
I mean, I still.
Back in the day, that shit
but he was switching up his flow and shit. He was switching up his flow, switching up his cadence. Cool. That nigga.
Yeah, that was that Run DMC shit.
Nah, that's definitely not Run DMC.
That was Run DMC.
No, more like Rock.
Yes, it is.
No, Run DMC is
if you
run, run.
If you listen to some of their songs, they actual songs where them niggas actually rapping on the song.
It's that's Christmas time rap. In Hollis, Queens. Speed it up. And collard greens.
You speed it up. It's the same thing. It's the same sound. It's the same throwback sound, man.
My Adidas.
Wasn't for them niggas. Half these niggas wouldn't even exist.
Nah, you right about that, but I'm just not about to shoot you that Run DMC and Will Smith bell.
So I'm going to tell you straight like that.
Will
Smith. Where the fuck do you think them niggas was getting that shit from?
Come on. What you mean?
Never mind.
I'm just saying that. Run DMC.
You speed that same shit up. You speed up that same flow. It's what he was doing faster.
Right on time. It's chicken.
You picking everything that don't sound like it.
I'm just saying Run DMC songs.
No, but you choosing specific ones.
No, say one. Say one.
I don't know that shit like that, but if you listen to the bar format, that's the way the shit was going. What the fuck are you talking about?
I get what you're saying, and I get what you're saying.
Listen to that shit that he was doing with his voice. That's that Run DMC shit.
But no, he switched his style up like many different words, like where Run DMC will never spit as fast as he was spitting.
I'm sitting on my balcony. Chilling with my family.
No, that's not like Curtis Blow.
These are the breaks.
Anything,
no, I was just saying, I was just getting back into my 80s bag. Hip hop started out in the park. Y'all niggas is stupid. Oh, I'm about to cry. That shit was funny. Yeah, so I like Will Smith. I thought he still had it. Do you think he still got it or not?
It was cool.
Would you listen to a song from him today?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, because we still haven't forgave him for the getting jiggy with it.
No. Well, I ain't hold you. I still if it's playing in the club, I'm definitely going.
What club?
I don't know. Whatever club I'm at, because I'm gonna make
people glow.
Probably wherever the fuck I'm
yo,
at.
Yo, Will Smith got hits. Yo, he got Men in Black. Here comes the Men in Black. Galaxy.
Listen,
defender.
Time of pause. No,
that's a hit.
No,
whether you that's a hit. Whether you like it or not, it's a hit. Double boy, that's not a hit. You go home, play that song for Baby Ethan right now. He be like, "That nigga be turned up."
The only reason why I'm about to J jam to his shit and I'm gonna do the little dance, it's because I'm already in the club and I'm drunk.
And what
I've
other?
I've already been drinking. So, I already got a drink in my hand.
You don't listen to this song every summer. This is not like mandatory summer, summertime.
When I'm listening to some radio, yes.
Radio? What?
And it's like that Big Daddy Kane shit.
Big Daddy Kane is the man.
Yeah, but see what I'm saying. See, you're not. Alright.
What do you mean? I just said Big Daddy Kane.
No, man. You said Big Daddy Kane the man, so you don't. If you listen to what he do with his voice on this track.
I can hear that on this. Like, I can totally hear that he was on some Big Daddy Kane. I'm agreeing. That shit is something.
If you slow down the last shit he was doing, it's that Run DMC shit.
You keep on saying Run DMC, and every time you say Run DMC, I just hear, it's chicken or record on this line of time. It's chicken. It's chicken, chicken. They're like, oh, I want you. I want to.
This is what I'm.
Or Run D. It's Run's house. Like, I just can't think of. Run DMC is like in a class of all they own for me. Like, I don't compare them. Run DMC just Run DMC. Like, they not whack, but.
And I do my little 2-5.
Yeah. This, like, Will Smith to me, I think that he was a hip hop great that when he went acting, people started paying more attention to the fact that he acted. And they forgot that he actually do got bars. He could really do that shit.
Yeah, I started looking at him for
a album. I mean, his first album went like double platinum. And it's because Jazzy Jeff, though. We can't ignore Jazzy Jeff. He's alive. What do you mean? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
That's what I'm thinking about. You're talking about Run DMC. That's switching up. Damn, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sunday. You say that damn rap.
The guy that always got thrown out.
But honestly, I need to go hold you. I'm pretty sure it's like two or three motherfuckers that just listen to this pod that misinterpreted the same thing.
Nah. That was just you, Bubba. That's just you, Bubba. That
was at least two or three.
Nah, Bubba. That was just you. You and you again.
Okay.
All right, so this week, you guys, right? If you guys follow our page, I've been getting off of the hip hop news as much and leaning toward original content, right? So one of the things that we have posted was about Noriega Banned from TV. You familiar with that song, that album, the N.O.R.E. album? Now, my question is, who you think had the best verse? I give Styles P and Jada like together because. I think they verse. You will say that, right? If they was back and forth, I'm not saying that they the best verse. I just want to.
It was Big Pun.
It was Nature.
Nature.
It was Cameron. It was Nori, and it was Styles P and Jada going back and forth.
Honestly, I really can't contest to it because I can't.
I don't know. On some shit. Big Pun shit lyrically probably was the dopest.
Yeah,
but I still think Nori killed it. I thought Nori killed it, to be honest with you. I thought Nori killed that track. Because that beat, like, Nori's flow was so awkward.
I still can't catch that shit. Beat the way I want. Hey yo, regardless of rain or snow. Nori, it's your boy. Fresh kind of now.
Yeah. Wait, do I get to say, pull your fist? Okay.
That's Nature, right? Nature from Queens. He only put out like one album. I think it was called Four Seasons, which actually was fire. You
could catch fire.
On the Firm album.
Fire.
I always call it Nature. One of like the underrated rappers.
Here go Pun. Actually, Pun comes second, third. Yeah, it's Pun. It's Pun. I think Pun got the best verse.
I never listened to nothing my mother said. I was really a friend. Money on Chinese hands. I'm telling
life in the song. Voice like is
very
say
recognizable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
as far as the song, like, it had other verses.
I don't like, I think I can definitely pull Cam out.
Yeah, like, I think definitely need to be on
Cam out. Yeah, he didn't have to be on it.
Same dice game, from six cases, all over the field.
I like
the game,
but they would have played it when it was at one of the
hardest
party.
I know it's a party. I've been to Harlem party.
But you can't out hard.
I was just saying that. Yo, this song, they start this song on camera.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So, when I said I didn't realize that was hard,
shit, I'm about to drop some promo codes. I'm about to give y'all 10% off orders $50 or better, and I'm about to do a whole new collection, which I'm gonna drop the name on Tuesday when I drop the pod. So holla at me, and remember, support is free. Buy black, Also want to remind y'all that when you purchase some merch, you empower me to do the things that I do to entertain you. Entertainment ain't free, but I'm giving y'all a lot of free entertainment. Do y'all have any questions or comments in regard of the merchandising brand?
No, I got a comment or an idea, but that's off camera. So
why would you say that on camera? So say your question. Yeah. Would you want me to put your panties on a t-shirt?
Yo, please don't do that. Jeez. Don't do that. Don't do that.
God damn.
What, you want me to put your boxes on a t-shirt?
No.
You know, don't he look like he's free
balls? My dick is very fucking long. And I'm sticking it down everybody's throat all 2020. No homo. Right? But, side note. Like, the design that I had.
I feel very offended.
As should I. So.
He's an as should I.
Word.
So.
I agree.
Why should he?
Good.
Yep.
Sure. Why you gotta say that nigga wearing panties, man?
I didn't say that he was wearing them.
If you imply that he got panties, you would imply that he wears panties.
Fuck.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
You don't wear panties, bubba?
No. Never in my best day. And like I said, my dick is very long.
She and trying I'm sticking to say it down you wear everybody's dick. And shit,
I'm sticking my dick down word everybody's she, mouth.
She, all I think she's trying to imply that you wear mongs, my nigga.
What are mongs?
Man thongs.
I don't know what the fuckos is. And no, I don't subscribe to that. That's not in my aura. Hell no.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
You sure? Is,
nope.
Positive?
But I got my idea for the merch and perch.
Merch some perch.
Yes. Some nothing merch. Off camera.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with you. On or off camera panty wear.
Nah, come on now.
Yo, y'all listen to the new feature in Drake joint?
No. But
you guys didn't watch the video or anything?
I think I did see the video where it's like they in the cell phone store and shit.
The video is
it's
like
different.
They doing a whole bunch of common nigga shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they doing in the video. Do you guys want to watch the video or not? Yeah,
play that shit. Might as well. I want to hear what they talking about because I ain't really paying attention to it. I just more or less seen it.
I wanted to talk about whether or not you feel like they should be making music together or not.
Why not? They make good music together. They make some fire songs. Yeah, I think they make some good tracks. They feed off each other's energy.
I kind of like
Texas.
One.
I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist
every
going nuts. Niggas
time.
Probably slipping once, okay, so
time.
What? Someone hit your block up, I tell you things up. Man, I'm house in Rosewood, this
right
shit too
one.
Plush. Say my date the number, but I keep waking up. No, you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, and then a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move on my release day, huh?
It's your girl, DJ Exclusive Play, my Miami Love.
That's about what you know. Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on every G, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit.
I actually favor features part on here, actually.
Off in the deep end like usual.
Drake?
Niggas swear they pass
like
cause they
part,
doing too
I
much.
Like the
haven't
the
done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you who's us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good.
Hey, yo, what's your girl, DJ?
I'm flowing out to Spain to be in my domain, all of my bitch. Dropped $3 on the rain, called it the truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the shop, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. I made the blue niggas go hate while I tell bad in this bitch. I been down bad on the trench, set the rap on that shit.
You make
me feel scared, that bounce pretty sexual.
This turned me off, like.
You didn't like it?
I don't like that.
No.
Too many conflicts, they won't be the baby. Shit. That was nice, it's old songs.
No,
I'm
going to
be on together. They had to count on the
lines.
I'm on the
Tuesday,
I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday,
I'm
on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I'm on the Tuesday, I' Yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor high class niggas, man, to be rich. All of the land, though, got bent out for a closet. Ooh, it's like a shadow, I live on my neck, my bitch. Ooh, I got bent toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got the rest of the
shit. Hey, I ain't gonna get front. This shit sitting in the middle of the hood. I been starting to get my racks. About to make the studio time, make my phone.
A hard video.
If I did a video, you got that.
That's some shit. All right.
You got the vision.
Don't get my
video. You got bigger than little X. You see how his videos be popping.
Well.
$100,000 for the Chiefs ring on the next ring of my bitch. I'm flewing out to Spain to be in my domain and all about a bitch. Ooh, draw $3 on the ring, call it in the truck, bitch.
I was at the top, so I'm
real fucked up. That's like a town, I call it Savina. I got tremendous for the 14. I'm fat, no carrot, pick it. I'm fat, no bullshit. I'm in the loop with the woo. I'm in the loop with the woo. Who's on the break? I put the face of the news.
I ain't gonna say it's not gonna bop in the club, but
I don't like it. I just like Future Park.
I don't like Future Park. I prefer Drake Park.
I definitely prefer Drake Park.
Future's
is more so clubbish. Drake's is more so.
I have this song to play for other people. Me personally, that's not something that I would indulge in. And my personal shit, that's the type of shit that I'll play for other people. Because other people want to hear that shit, not personally me. I hope their whole album doesn't sound like that. I didn't like their first album much. Not my type of music, but I'm looking forward to this one. You like their first album?
I like some of it.
Yeah. What was it called? What a Time to Be Alive? Yeah. What a time. Be alive.
Yeah, that shit right there was fire right there. That shit you took about right there, that shit was hard. Like them niggas make some good songs together.
I don't know. I feel like Future need this more than Drake need this. I feel like Future need a hit.
I don't really think he need it.
I don't know.
I think the nigga made enough bread, and the nigga could make. I think that nigga could make bread for the next 10 years on appearances alone. Just showing up to shit. And I think the nigga made enough bread at this juncture where he was straight.
Hopefully.
If he was smart.
That nigga got contractual obligations. That nigga got to make albums.
Who is he signed to?
For how many albums?
Well, he finally got out of that deal that he owed. What's his name? I forgot which one of them Atlanta niggas he owed money because he was signed to them. It was Monica, ex-husband. What's his name?
The basketball player?
Nah, the rapper. Rocco.
Oh.
He used to shout be signed to Rocco.
Side note, shout out to their little son because it was his birthday the other day.
And he got out of that deal.
The little photo shoot. He looked real nice. He's like a little 13.
You follow Monica on Instagram, nigga?
I do. I love Monica.
You R&B singing ass nigga?
I am. And if we're going to choose between.
Monica the singer.
And if we're going to choose
just between. Just one of them days, Monica?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't take it personal.
Man, she the baddest fuck for 42. What are you talking about? But if
you
I
like
had
no lie detective?
Right. And if I had to ever choose between Brandy and Monica, I'm going with Monica. Always.
You said Brandy?
Brandy and Monica. That beef, I'm going with
Brandy
Monica.
Brandy and Monica?
Yeah.
Who you choose? Okay.
So what?
Nah, it's because he said I ain't picking Brandy. Like, well, what's another option, nigga? Like, Monica, say her name.
Monica.
If I ain't picking Brandy, what's another option?
You the type of nigga that like motherfuckers to come to their own conclusions instead of just saying some shit.
Let's think what the fuck you want to think.
So I'm like, he's just not gonna pick nothing. His box empty.
I said it definitely ain't Brandy. You gave me an option of two people. If I said it definitely ain't Brandy, I mean there leaves one person left.
All right, so I got a question for you guys, right? Would you consider yourself single?
No.
Okay. Would you consider yourself single?
Not anymore.
Congratulations. Well, not so fast.
At this point right now, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
My shit is complicated though.
Right, yes. Okay. I asked y'all this question because when you in a dating situation, do you ever think that it's okay for you or that person to be selfish? And when I say be selfish, I mean like when you be feeling certain feelings, feeling certain kind of emotions, and maybe you want to communicate, but they don't want to communicate, or maybe there just be certain things that be going on, and y'all on a different thing.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh my God.
Because, yo, listen.
Oh shit.
See, this is the thing.
They're ready to pod, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what it is. For some reason, I keep running into issues where I tell people exactly what the situation is. And for some reason, because I'm not like, you know, treating them like a hoe or, you know what I'm saying, treating them just like they a piece of pussy and shit like that, they take that for, I might not mean what I'm saying.
Now, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, sidebar question. In the dispute between partners, how long do you feel is appropriate enough before you two as a whole can have a normal conversation? How long do you feel like, how much time
okay,
do you feel
so like depends on one, the people. One, depends I feel on, like no, there's layers to issue. I feel like there's layers to that shit. This is the part of selfishness right here. Boom. Me and Bubba get into an argument. Bubba don't want to talk about it. But I'm in my feelings. I want to talk about it because I feel like that's what's going to make me feel better. So here comes the disconnection right here, right? So that's selfish on both of our part. Bubba being selfish and I'm being selfish.
Right.
So I feel like what should happen at this point is we got to come to some kind of agreement or some kind of compromise. Maybe the compromise would be like, okay, I understand that you don't want to talk right now. How long do you need? I don't think everything should have to be on Bubba's terms. Like, you don't want to talk right now, so I'm going to talk to you when I feel like it. That's not fair.
But vice versa. Right, but how long, what is your later?
Why do I have to wait for you to talk to me about how I'm feeling? That's fucked up.
You know, but that, because you're speaking on your emotions. Why do I have to deal with your unrest
because you feeling away right now? And I got to deal with your attitude. I got to deal with your tone. I got to deal with your sarcasm.
You're hitting the nail right on the head where I'm feeling right. where the disconnection comes from and where my question is, when is it time for you to say, you know what, I'm going to let them have that, maybe I'm being selfish, or the other way around?
You know what the problem is? This is the problem right here. Like I said, if it don't sit right with you, it's a problem for you. Therefore, it's a good chance and probability that you and that person will never get along. Because shit that's a problem for you internally, shit that you gotta change up and it makes you feel a way that you're changing it up, and you not changing it up of your own volition, it's just because somebody, it's to appease somebody else, that's not real.
Right, I get what
you're saying. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you want to do, it's a different thing to me.
Right, I get what you're saying, but...
But if it's something that's being forced...
No, I get what you're trying to say, but at the same time, like...
If we're getting to know each other,
or if we kind of sort of know each other, and something that's not sitting right with me at that point in time, if I tell it to you, how, like, does that matter change?
What you mean doesn't matter? It doesn't change nothing. If I tell you...
Because you said it's not said internally with me, listen, but I'm telling you... But if I'm telling tell you... This issue is not sitting right with me.
You tell me another thing. We got to disconnect. We both know we got to disconnect right there. If you decide to still lay in my bed, understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. If you still decide to lay in my bed, you are now saying from this moment forward, I don't care about the disconnect because I want this right here. But you don't want to admit that. That's the problem with women. They don't want to admit that part. You know what I'm saying? The relationship don't necessarily be with you.
For
making
me,
them feel
my thing is, boom, right? you and your shorty, y'all having a disagreement, y'all not aligned, y'all not on the same page. I always take the position of the relationship is supposed to be win, regardless of if it's a romantic relationship or a friendship relationship, business relationship. That relationship is supposed to win at the end of the day, not you or me. So right. We're supposed to get to a place where we can come to an agreement where overall everybody is okay with what's happening. And sometimes it requires a little bit of patience. Sometimes, yeah, it doesn't feel right and I probably should cut you the fuck off, but people change.
What about when you try to cut people off and they don't allow themselves to be cut off, right? You know what I'm saying?
That's a problem.
I feel like that only happens if you try to quote unquote cut a person off, but you're not really willing to cut off all action. Because if I'm cutting you off, I'm blocking you on everything, and you don't have access to me.
I get what y'all saying, but what I want to
ask. So then you're not really cutting them off.
Right. So what I want
to
ask,
because that's what's cutting people off, denying them access to you. If a person can still have access to you, then you're allowing them to access you.
If I unfriend you on Facebook, right? I don't gotta block you. I unfriend you. You know I ain't your friend no more.
There's still access.
Because we got the same friends, so you understand what just happened.
Yeah, but if you acknowledge that this person is not gonna leave you alone, then
no, I acknowledge that I gotta make it clear in order for a person to leave me alone.
And then if you make it clear and they still don't leave you alone, that's when you take other measures.
Yeah,
and that's when you and then when you but see me, I just if I already identify that I cannot fuck with you, then it's a straight block. Now, I only defriend people if I don't want to see their shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't want to see their shit. Like, I unfollow people, but some people, I'm like, nah, fuck you. I don't want you on my list.
You know, over the last, you know, basically what happened with my shit is over the last few, you know what I mean, last few weeks, I, you know.
Committed yourself to a relationship?
Nah. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm trying some things again.
But overall, you know what I mean? Y'all, the whole question I was trying to pose is, like, I wasn't even trying to go into separate shit. My question was trying to pose, basically, is if you're both trying to work on this shit as a whole in a relationship, how long, if you have spats and disputes, how long do you give each other enough time to
That's what I'm saying.
Have that conversation.
That was my question. Like, so because I feel like that's selfish. Like, if you got that,
like,
don't.
How is
you,
it selfish?
No, because don't like call it an unrest, right? He said, I shouldn't have to talk to you or deal with whatever you're going through because you got an unrest. If I'm going to talk right now, you should respect that.
Right.
And that's true. You should. And I'm more than willing to, but at the same time, it'd be feeling like. But why do I gotta do what it is that make you feel comfortable? I'm feeling a certain type of way about some shit. Because, and if you care about the dynamics of our relationship and what's right. going on here,
because,
then you should want to know all the
issue.
Because
now you're still taking your thoughts and your feelings into consideration.
I told that's
I'm
the whole argument,
like,
from the beginning.
Right,
it's selfish on both sides. Everybody
is
selfish, being
selfish on both sides, but this is the most selfish part. Whatever you're upset about, you had to become upset about that. So it didn't just happen. You became upset by something and you let it get to the point where now it upsets you.
I can agree with that.
So,
like, there's been a behavior or discontentment for an extended period of time and you've been letting it rock for whatever reason you've been
and
letting it rock.
And now you
want to
say something
and
about
now,
it.
Well, I can tell you, for me,
that don't
be happening with me. I'm one of those motherfuckers as soon as you do some shit. And I think y'all know that about me.
But that's,
as soon
right,
as you
I,
do
but
some
see,
shit,
that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
that's still on a different
that's
level.
That's what I hear.
You're not.
First time we got a little misunderstanding, I'm telling you, yo, I don't do this. I don't like doing this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm verbalizing what I don't like to your face initially, right off the bat, and you still continuing this behavior. Then you not understanding why I don't want to fuck with you.
Or in my position, it'd be like you can verbalize, right? What you will do and how you will respond to certain situations.
Right.
And motherfuckers will be like, yeah,
push
I can understand that. I can understand that. I will respond like that too. Yeah. But then the shit happens and they in that situation and they do the fuck shit.
Right.
They
so want to
do everything that they said that they wasn't going to do.
They do the total opposite.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then that's when I'm like, okay, am I really being selfish or I'm just addressing an issue? Because if I feel like you're not even being real to begin with.
Word.
I feel like I'm really just addressing an issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I feel like you're giving me your whole authentic self right now, and you're not putting on and it's nothing else like that, and you might need a couple of minutes, I'm going to let you get a couple minutes because I know your couple of minutes is actually a couple of minutes. But bitches be like, I'm going to talk to you when I want to, and it'd be like 2 weeks, and we ain't addressed this little petty-ass argument. Like,
right. Now, and you also got to take into consideration
why they avoiding that issue.
That and the type of environment that
that's what I was pointing to.
Like, so what are we doing? How what were we doing prior to this? Like, what led up to this? Like, let's
exactly. Ding, ding, ding. And then you, boom, you ask them, I'm noticing this, that, and the third. They'd be like, you didn't do nothing. Everything's fine. Bitch.
Why?
Exactly. Like, because yesterday you was green. Like, today your face is all the way purple. It's all the way purple today. What happened to your face? Nothing happened to my face. What are you talking about? That's why I'm like, okay, so can you really call yourself selfish when you're not actually trying to be selfish at your root? You feel like you're communicating.
At the end of the day, man, if you love yourself, you selfish.
Of course.
Because you're going to give a fuck about how you rock
it. But then comes to the art of understanding, right?
Yeah.
Because you can love yourself and still have empathy and understanding of another person.
Self is always going to come first.
Bending and then breaking for somebody is two different things.
Okay, so when you say breaking for somebody, does that mean hurting yourself to please another?
Yeah.
Okay, now when you say bending, does that mean willing to compromise?
And that's just what you that's what everything is. Yeah. Like, you always try to compromise, but with somebody, it's like, yo, if you want something one particular way, and I want it another particular way, and I say, how about this? And you be like, nah, I still want it like this.
That's selfish.
I'm straight on that. I'm straight right then and there.
Okay. See, that is something that I'm trying to pick up on. That's something that I'm trying to pick up on because, boom, you have people in your life that on a regular, like 90% of the time, even 99% of the time, when you correspond, when you interact with this person, it's straight. It's never no discontentment. It's never no bump. You got a real love for this person. Mm-hmm. But then you get to a certain thing. And then it's all of the shit that we basically describing that we talking about. So then it's like, when do you say, okay, this is a real significant juncture in our relationship. We got to handle this. Yo. Do I just walk away from mad effort, mad time, mad energy?
Yeah, you have to. That's what I mean. Me personally.
Let him say why not.
I don't. Yes and no. What I'm saying is I feel like between both parties, if we're coming to a standstill, like, okay, damn, we're not coming to a common agreement. Give me some time to gather my thoughts. I'm going to give you some time to gather your thoughts, no matter how we both feel, because maybe you may be feeling some type of way and I'm not, or maybe I'm feeling some type of way or you're not. Like, let's just calm down, and then once we come to a common agreement, it's like, okay, let's hear each other out.
Yeah.
I gave it maybe 24 hours, like, that way.
So you put a time limit on it. Said 24 hours is fair enough. So if your spouse or your friend or whomever you're dealing with in the correspondence where y'all in a discontentment, y'all bumping heads, and one doesn't want to deal with the issue, 24 hours is a reasonable time for that person to go gather their thoughts. Do you agree with that?
It's all right, but my whole thing is, I don't need 24 hours to gather my shit.
Me either. That's why that could be frustrating. But if you're leaning to the side of empathy and you lean into the side of understanding and respecting the person's boundaries and what they may need to process a difficult situation, would you say 24 hours is reasonable?
For them. You know what I'm saying?
But that's where the empathy lacks, if you're saying for them.
Nah, that's not. You know it's lacking empathy to have a motherfucker move under false illusions, right? That's not being empathetic. You don't give a fuck about how they feel for real. Because if you gave a fuck about how a motherfucker feel, you telling them how you feel. Because at least they know where you stand.
Okay, but sometimes niggas will tell you dead ass how they feel, but their actions are the opposite of the things that they say. So sometimes bitches be fucking on you, sucking on you, kissing on you, but then telling you that they don't want that. So it'd be hard.
You got to be the one that understand what it's really about.
I shouldn't have to understand anything. Right, you should be very specific.
You got to see, that's the thing about human nature, and especially with females. They ain't never saying how they really feel. They want to. They trying to accommodate. You understand?
And
they're
just trying because to that's accommodate. The, and I call that toxic femininity. That is toxic femininity.
I just feel like people in general try to like compensate for anything. Like,
nah.
I just feel like when it comes to dating, it need to be real direct. It need to be real specific. When it comes to friendships, it need to be real
direct.
When
people overcompensate, it's because they lacking something. You understand?
Right.
And they trying to impose that shit on you. That's how I feel like. You know what I'm saying? When somebody like, yo.
But what if it's somebody that's closest to you? Like your man's from day one that you grew up with, the sandbox, or even your
that's
family.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because so like, niggas is not specific. Niggas got to be specific. Like, boom. If I say I'm hiring a person to work for Nothing Podcast, this person going to do yada, yada, yada. We going to pay this person $50 a month. I'm specifically coming to y'all telling y'all that I need y'all to give me this amount of money a month so we could pay this person. That's very specific. That's very direct. You understand what it is. So you could say I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. A lot of motherfuckers tell you one thing, but their actions do something else. So you be sitting there and then they get mad at you when you kind of hold them accountable for what they're doing versus what they're saying. Right. Like if you fucking and sucking on me and I'm catching feelings for you, that's because you're fucking and sucking on me.
Right. And that I ain't got nothing.
And I don't give a fuck if you talking about, oh, you know what it is. I never said that. I don't give a fuck what you say. People tell lies every day, B. I'm more focused on what you actually doing. And
well,
that be the
that's a female shit. That's some female shit.
Whether
I'm
going to
keep it
a buck
with you. Listen, because this is what's wrong with a female. See, you can't mistake passion for feelings. Like a passionate and intimate moments, passion.
I've never said that.
No,
I said,
but what you talking about?
No, I'm not. No,
I'm
not.
Fucking
I said,
and sucking on.
No, I'm saying when you are being held accountable for what you do. I don't give a fuck about how you feel about what the fuck you're doing. This is what the fuck you're doing. So it's an understanding that people may feel differently about what you're doing than you do.
Okay.
The reality is you're fucking and sucking on somebody, and that can be perceived a whole lot of ways. Doesn't matter if you're not
perceiving
it.
Okay, listen. Ultimately, what y'all saying is there's a very thin line between lust and love. Like,
yeah, there is. But if you know, if I say what it is, if I say what it is,
you could say whatever you want. But you could say whatever you want to say.
And then when you
get your
feelings and what
it's what your mouth say. That's what my grandma used to say. It's what your mouth say.
Right.
It's what your mouth say.
It's what your mouth say. That's what my grandma used to say. It's what your mouth say. That means you do a whole bunch of shit, but you say a whole bunch of other shit. So I don't give a fuck what you say. I care more about what you do, because what you do actually affects me.
But
what you say don't matter.
What you say and do coincide with each other?
Then that's because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay,
you're supposed to be very specific, direct with your intentions,
all right,
in regard of what you say and what you do.
Okay, and for me personally, me being the way that I am, that hurts people's feelings.
So what? Like you just said earlier, if they can't get with who you are, being unapologetically Espo,
but then I'm lacking empathy, right?
You wouldn't be lacking empathy.
No,
empathy when you know that you are being genuine. You're not a rude ass nigga. It's hello, how are you? You're very direct and specific, and you're not being rude. You're not being disgruntled. You can't make everybody vibe like you vibe and get with you. That's what the way life is supposed to be, because the people that are supposed to be around you will gravitate to the real you.
Right. And at that particular moment when you were at a standstill, like, y'all not going to be at eye to eye. So, give each other enough time to back off and realize and understand that standpoint.
See, that's the difference. I'm just going to continue to say that. If I be like, yo, if we argue, I'll be like, all right, I'm done. I'm good. I'm done with this whole situation. I'm that nigga. Like, I don't need to talk to you after I say that.
But it all depends on...
For how long?
Period. Ever a fucking again.
You're a lie.
What?
No.
The only reason I've been responding to somebody is because they won't stop texting me. So I respond to them.
Well, I'm talking about this. I'm gonna give you an example of what I'm talking about. So you have a girlfriend, right? This is like your wifey. You've been with her for maybe a year. That's your girl. Y'all have been together like official in a relationship for a year. That's your girl.
Oh, you're talking hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. Yeah. I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
This is your girl, and y'all get into a petty argument. Let's just say y'all disagree at a restaurant, and y'all argue, and y'all fight, and it get out of hand, right?
This is happening.
You don't want to talk about it anymore. But she wants to continue talking about it. How long do you feel like it is respectful for her to let you be, let you smoke your spliffs, let you get your shit off before she's like, Doughboy, can we please address this because I don't feel good? Because me, I feel like this. Me going to therapy and understanding how a person needs their peace and all of that, I'm willing to give you that. But because I feel like I am not going to swallow my pride and eliminate my feelings so you could feel all good, we need to come to a place where it's okay for us to readdress this.
Exactly.
The issue be, they be like, I don't want to talk, fuck out of here. But they are refusing to say, okay, well, when would you rather? Because the way that they like to leave it, I have to submit to you. And that's not fair. I'm grown as fuck. Like, that's what I'm trying to get like, across. Like, you could have your space. You could be like, I said what I said and all of that extra shit. But you do got to be knowledgeable in the fact that there is another person that you chose to be committed with. And relationships take work. And it's not going to always be.
All right, that's different if you're in a relationship with somebody.
So you don't consider
friendships? We wasn't talking about being in a relationship.
Yeah, we were talking about everything, all encompassing. Because I think friendships and relationships bear the same expectations. Nah, it's just the only difference. The only difference between a friendship and a relationship is sex.
That's a major difference.
Yeah. That's the only difference.
But that's a major difference.
But it's the only difference. You still check up with your friends like you check up with your spouse. You still care for them and do for them and be there for them.
You could be there for them in certain ways. But the way you would be... But like I said, it's not the same.
You can't choose how you want to be a friend to a person. If a person is telling you straight up and down...
Yes, this
is,
I can.
Listen, if a person is telling you straight up and down what they require from you as a friend, and you say, well, I can't do that, then you've acknowledged that you can't be that person's friend. But you can't agree to be a person's friend and then be the type of friend that you want to be to them, especially when they showing you the type of friendship that they are.
Listen...
That be the shit that be having niggas fucked up in the game. Niggas be letting people stay with them, and they be giving them money when they be down and out. They be holding their friends down, and they really be supporting their friends. But then when they be in a situation, those same niggas don't be there.
Yeah. So, and that's when you learn. You really ain't got no friends.
And
yes and no.
I understand that part, but you do. There are real people out there. You can't bleed on motherfuckers that didn't cut you. You can't treat people based on your experiences.
The motherfuckers that really fuck with you will be the motherfuckers you don't fuck with. I understand that one.
And that's why I do understand that. That's why I'm on some new shit for 2020. Whole new vision, whole new perspective. Everything I do, everybody that I come around with.
Hey, yo, you know what's so crazy? Shit. When I used to drop videos and shit, niggas that I was with every day didn't share my shit. Understand how deep that is. Don't tell me you think my shit fire, but then don't share my shit. That's all I'm saying.
It's my day one. I'm writing for my day one always. But like this conversation specifically, like I understood where they were coming from. Where they were like, oh, certain things that you be doing, like. I don't fuck with it. But, you know, I'm still your day one. And then at the same
time... We got a community understanding.
Like, at the same time...
I think Bubba's my type of friend. Bubba's my type of
thing that you be doing, like, yeah, I ain't necessarily.
I might not fuck with you
it.
Right now, but
like,
I'm still your nigga.
Like,
because basically,
you call me,
boom, the way I am,
I'm gonna be right
like,
there.
Like, I'm gonna use Dope Boy.
I'm gonna fuck with you.
Me and
you,
I have a different dynamic with you because I understand you. I have a different dynamic with Bubba because I understand him. I'm the type of person that builds my relationships with people based on that person. I don't treat them any kind of way based on any other thing but our dynamic.
Right.
Because so what, you might have beat a bitch up. You ain't beat me up. So what, you might have robbed that nigga. You did not rob me.
I'm different. If I, like, I don't fuck with niggas that I know fuck be on bitches.
But me either.
Like, but what I'm saying is we could have been chilling together every day, Mo. You could have been my nigga to death. I know you fucking bitches up. I'm not fucking with you. I stopped fucking with niggas over that shit.
I understand, once I became a father, I stopped fucking with niggas that wasn't doing shit for their kids. I see what he's saying, but what I'm getting at is not on the furthest extreme of that. What
right.
I'm saying is when I interact with people, I allow my relationship with that person to grow and blossom based on that. Now, if I do hear some fucked up shit and I could prove it, yeah, that will change the way I deal with a nigga.
Right.
But overall, I'm not going to let, oh, yeah, you know, don't wait. He be doing this,
that,
or third.
That
I don't
he say,
fuck.
She say shit.
Nah, that
like,
he say, she say, I don't go fuck about that. But if he say, she say, that you said, and then they could verify that you said, and it's about me, okay, cool. I know how you feel about me, but I ain't around.
And a lot of motherfuckers use their past experiences, like shit that they've been through in their little small-ass cities. They ain't never been nowhere.
Right.
And they use that how they treat people and how they go and how they go about relationships.
I'm antisocial than a motherfucker.
And motherfuckers won't give me, and motherfuckers in Hartford won't give me the necessary props that I fucking deserve. Like, you know about me, and everybody be like sucking my dick on the low. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, you can recite every fucking status I fucking ever posted. But you ain't never liked that shit. You never shared that shit. But you can...
Yeah, that fake love. That's that
fake
love.
Fake love ain't love. And fake love
But at the
love.
Same time, I know when a real motherfucker is really fucking with me, is going to tell me and check me on my shit. And I'm going to allow it. Because I know, you know me for
and
me.
And that is what I wanted to touch on before we wrapped up the pod with our leaks. I wanted to touch on the fact that sometimes, right, when we adults and we make decisions that we want to interact and deal with people, we probably got to take a step back and qualify these people just a little bit more. Because it got to be an acknowledgement that friendships, relationships, whatever the fuck shit, is going to take a work. Especially if you just meeting this person. Yeah,
time.
You need time.
You can't tell me we've been fucking around for a couple months and you know you want this.
Exactly. And then on top of that, even when it do be time, right? And we decide that we want to go there. I'm still getting to know you every single day. There's going to be things that I do that upset you. There's going to be things that you do that upset me. And the way that we grow from that is talking about it and get into an understanding of what happened so we can move on in a positive direction. It can't be all of this pessimistic talk and all of this negative talk, and then we don't talk about it, and then we just wait till we don't feel nothing, and then it is what it is. That's toxic. And it creates cycles.
No. Like, I don't know if I say I'm done. Well, I don't want
to
be done. I want to keep blah, blah, blah. I'm straight. I know.
So,
right now, from here, I'm good.
All right, now.
Right? Now, if you decide, right, that you still want to come around me, am I the fucking way?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Because you are responsible for who you give energy, space, and time to.
Okay.
So
if you have already said that this person is not qualified to have such, then you deny them of it.
And how is this person popping up to where you at? How do they
without know them you? Knowing, without you telling them, without you allowing?
How are you even knowing that
always,
they're still hitting you up?
I'm always
on my phone. Because if when I say I'm done, you're blocked.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't
blocked.
Block people. See, I don't feel the need but, to. I just see, don't reach I out.
See, but I just don't reach out. I used to say the same thing, but at the same time.
But what you got to start to realize is that not reaching out is just your way of saying I'm not fucking with you. But if people like something about you, like this is what I be telling Shorty. Like, she got a lot of people in her life that she rather not be in her life in a certain kind of way, right? But I be telling her, like, you magic, like, it's something about your, the way your hands feel, the way you sound, your tone of voice, like a piece of calming energy about you that makes people want to have that. People are selfish at their core. They're going to say and do the things to keep you around if that's what they so desire. So if you've identified that, yo, this person is bad for me, it's toxic, I don't want to do it, then you got to also be the one to make the decision and then follow through with it all the way. And that be the hard part, real that, shit.
Guilty.
That's the
hardest
part. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie.
That's the hardest part.
You try to get right. Yeah, man. I'm be
like, exactly. Hey. So, you know, and then we gotta blame ourselves when they get on that right. Bullshit that they be on. Like,
I mean, yeah, I take accountability for what the fuck I do all the time. I'm just going to say, like, I still don't feel like I be wrong.
But that's the thing. A lot of people don't take a common accountability. And that's the common core for it all, is common accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, okay, but I understand where you're coming from.
But this however, is where I'm coming from. Right. And then now let's go this way.
Exactly.
High five. It's always like, okay, I hear you, but no, but. Yeah,
that's bullshit, though. Like,
that's right. The second time I said it, right?
Yeah, right. It's like the fourth, but all right.
The end of this.
Well.
It's the high five session.
Well. Before we get into our leaks today, what is your nothing motivation, though, boy?
Same shit it always is. Fake love taints love. Fake love ain't love. Stay in your lane and get ran over.
Bitch.
Straight like that.
Facts. I don't have a motivation. We're recording.
Yeah.
Damn. Every time I try to talk, she just. Cause she's a DJ. Anti-who? Last week I forgot because we cut the shit short. I forgot to shout out my brother Quentin. Happy birthday! Happy belated birthday!
Is he the one dropping bombs on Iran?
He actually somewhere in Europe. I don't even know where he is. He's in the National Guard, so yeah, I always talk about it. But happy birthday to you! I love you. Be safe, cause.
You see Trump,
what he said, but be safe. I love you. When you come home, you already know it's a celebration, and that's it for me.
My nothing motivation is, in times, we all are a little selfish, but it's the art of understanding and empathy that gets us through those tough times. Sometimes we have to understand what people are to us. That's all I got. Doughboy, would you like to tell us about your song here?
No, I'll just play it.
He just wants to hear himself.
Yes, I do.
What's your song called?
No Such Thing. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yo, I just wanna be great, not like Jordan and Jackson. I want my name to live, so I'm giving you my passion. Respect ain't always given, so I take it, I ain't asking. I let you see my pain, real nigga, I ain't asking. This life ain't always perfect, though I pray it's long lasting. Memories don't die, but Torella's in the casket. These girls used to be slow, now they on some fashion. You fuck them too hard, and they gotta get their ass fixed. It's madness. Remember Martin, Gina was a bad bitch. Rihanna made a song, now these women screaming savage. Snitching on your team, used to get a nigga clap quick, but now rats getting it and dishing out the package. My life, I was sold, I wasn't gonna be shit. Is it my fault that my father didn't show me shit? All this pain that I feel, but it don't mean shit. Who cares, they only listen cause I passed that swift. Bet they all jump shit when this shit get thick. Bet they won't do shit when I shoot this fifth. Probably call up 12 on some foo-foo shit. When I was 12, backyard, I let the dudes do spit. OG said hit him in the stomach, let him chew through shit. My step-pops, my OG, this is too true shit. I'm half black, half white, mad like a butterfly. You hear my name, you see my face, even though I'm out of sight. Never fuck a nigga bitch. know like I know. You better pay me if you owe me. Ballin' back in 03, old school like OE. Coming for my head, cocksuckers better come deep. Cause niggas that I rock with, real quick to pop shit. Niggas by my side, done already box shit. Chumma say, que tu sabes, marico. Nah, I ain't Spanish, but some of my niggas homes. Niggas doing time for running the niggas' homes. I despise all the lies, so I bury them with the bones. Niggas shooting crazy, Sean Marion with the chrome. I can wait for a time when all of my niggas home. And every single mother ain't struggling on her own. My people standing strong and taking care of their home. But we fucked up. Everybody wanna be lit, eyes wide shut. Don't nobody wanna see shit. Every other day.
You ever heard of a book, nigga?
But we still alive, mamas cry while they reaching. High to the sky, asking why without speaking. She just lost her son with a buck that is decent. I'm hurting, so me and Death, we been flirting. It's all love until it's not, then it's curtains.
Did you want to explain your song, Bubba?
This is my Harford joint. This is Harford Bar. It's always
there. Girl, he got tremendous.
It's a Harford.
And that's a fault.
We
still up top, bitches all shit. But now I'm feeling like a boss, bitch. With my gang on, I'm some bullshit. Drinking bad lead on my raw shit. Dog carry on in the morning. Early in the day, that's how I started. Into the game with the charger. Rent a car, Fetty Parkers. I thought that's running, no more target. Get to the top, that's our target. Rent a top is no star shit. Man, for the conscience. Put your life up for auction. Fuck what it costs, bring on off, when I off him. Tell your mommy for the brand new house. Tell your mommy, go and get a brand new house. Young rich niggas, we some gangbang. I got certain things, but we took the same thing. I got gay cash, we get cash too. I'm a VIG shit, give me all the luck. Young rich niggas, we some gangbang. I got certain things, but we took the same thing. I got gay cash, we get cash too. I'm a VIG shit, give me all the luck. I'm a VIG shit, give me all the luck. I'm a VIG shit, give me all the luck. Cash, we get cash too. Cash too. B.I.G. shit. Give me all the loot.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
I like computers better.
You need to put them in shoot. Get out. Twitch to the right. I just might spray the chopper in your face.
Niggas, we some gangbang. I got certain things, but we took the same thing. I got gay cash, we get cash too. I'm a VIG shit, give me all the love. Young rich niggas, we some
gangbang. Why is this
fucking
murder, young
man? I mean, I don't know what to do.
We just
try
to love them, but.
So good, but their mind is not ready. I said, your girls are so good, but their mind is not ready. God damn, I ain't lying. That bully was tight too. Can't believe I'm on my mind, you. I thought you was a tattoo. What you gotta be a tattoo? What you gotta be a tattoo? And you don't see a lot more. Before I took out, I didn't know who she was. Seen all the niggas talking about us in the club. They learned to believe that I was in denial. Ain't had no good parts, I found no way. Was there, band on the bill. I just keep it all the way real. You know I'm telling the truth, I'm sipping that in me. She ain't call me mother, let her call me limit. Rights and material, she not it. Can't believe I had my kids around that bitch. Gotta do better, shit is new better. Now I got a bunch of bras like you have been. So we put this mind in already. God damn, I need to lie. That bully was tattooed. Can't believe I'm a part of you. Found out you was a tattoo.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Just thinking of someone else in between your thoughts. Like, damn, why you gotta be a toddy? My man said he caught the neck right there in the lobby. I was gonna wipe this bitch, went from I love you to I don't even like this bitch. I was trying to turn her over to a housewife. At first, I was trying to see what that mouth like. And I gave you the best of me, now it's only dead to me. Though she was the one, she turned out to be a half a
day. I said, damn, you're so old, you put the blinds in already.
About
to go somewhere
because
he always making plans on Sunday.
Yeah, man, this about to be an opera ass fucking
dinner.
You going somewhere you don't
want to
be? Yeah, I hate those.
Cause it's kind of like what we were talking about, all these subjects.
Yeah, cause you don't get along with people. That's why like I hate when somebody invites you somewhere and you be like, nah, I'm straight because I don't like this person that's gonna be here.
But no, just come.
Yo, my nigga. I just said.
It's about to be real awkward, but.
Get your dick sucked first.
That's the plan, always. All 2020, like I said. But are we out?
Don't he look like the emoji with the bald head and the glasses?
What, my emoji? My bitmoji? That's what you mean?
No, the one that you always use. The regular one with the glasses.
My bitmoji?
It's not yours, bro. Everybody could use that.
It's the nerd emoji.
Yeah, the nerd emoji. You really do look like that.
Because you like bright as fuck.
He said my bitmoji. You about to beat me up, nigga.
Bye. See y'all next week.
Yep.
You always trying to beat